This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have this lady on my show because, one, I think they're absolutely crushing it out there. It's a kind of an unknown company, and we're going to bring the spotlight on it. So hold on to your seats for the next 12 minutes because I think we're going to bring something to you very special. The name of the company is Gabby Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GABLF. And with me today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Margo Mikhailov. Margo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You know, before we get started on the Q&A, if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
So Gabby is a consolidator of retail cannabis dispensaries. We are exclusively focused in California, one of the few that are. We're on track to do $40 million in revenue this year and are cash flow positive. We own a majority of our supply chain downstream of cultivation, which basically means we own manufacturing, distribution, and retail. We've got longstanding relationships with cultivators, and we procure our flower from those cultivators to put into our proprietary brands. And we carry our proprietary brands in our dispensary shelves as well as on third-party dispensaries around the state. So basically, we have all of the infrastructure in place to take advantage of the retail operations that we have and we are acquiring.
You know, Margo, there are so many companies out there in California, a number of companies that are kind of consolidating in the California dispensaries. That being said, what makes your company a standout?
I'd say our biggest differentiator is our team. We've done this before, and it's not easy, but having had the past experience helps quite a bit. Personally, I've been successful in four retail consolidations in the past. The first one I did was with a team of people, and we grew a telecom business from $200 million to $2 billion, and that was primarily through acquisition.
Wow.
Then I moved into the radio broadcasting space, and I did a consolidation where in the first year of operations, we grew from zero to 19 stations. We ultimately grew to 60 licenses, and then we sold ourselves to a private equity group. And that was a similar circumstance or landscape, if you will, to the cannabis world, where they were individual operators and didn't have the wherewithal to scale or the capital to scale. And we were able to take them and really grow them. We grew EBITDA by 500% in the first 12 to 18 months of every acquisition. And then after that, I moved into the restaurant retail world, where I grew two different chains, one to $250 million in revenue and the other to $450 million in revenue over 800-plus locations. So that's pretty good experience.
And absolutely.
I will definitely call on that experience as we move into additional dispensaries. Our president also has 30 years experience in retail, and he started out at Starbucks, so he's got a great foundation. Our store manager came from Nordstrom's, so also great training. But really what makes us unique is not only do we have that great mainstream experience, but we've also got great cannabis experience. We acquired a number of different companies to create Gabby, and those entrepreneurs are still with us, and they bring a multitude of years of experience in the cannabis world. So we've got a great balance of experience in consolidation, experience in retail, and experience in cannabis, quite unique in the industry.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but where do you see your company now from, say, 12, 24, even 36 months out?
So our goal is to grow to 10 locations within the next 12 months and 100 within the next 3 to 5 years. And like I said, I've done it before. The radio broadcasting business was an example where we could grow that rapidly. Quite truthfully, I actually think that we're going to become a takeover target before we get to 100 locations. I suspect that once we get to 10 or 15 or 20 locations, we're going to be on everybody's radar because there's no dominant brand that has got more than about 10 locations currently in California. So we're well poised to go on and build a sustainable company that's going to grow by acquisition as well as organic growth, or be a tremendous takeout target before we get to that growth.
Speaking of dominant brands, if you will, you're releasing or launching, if you will, Kind Republic today. And that was during the Mankind deal, which was a very significant acquisition for Gabby. Your thoughts on that?
So Mankind is one of our proprietary brands. It launched in January just in the Mankind dispensary and it's already sold almost $1 million worth of product. So it's been very well received. We've decided to put it on our distribution platform and sell it alongside our other proprietary brands to third-party dispensaries, and it's being well received in the marketplace. The Mankind transaction is a really significant transaction for us because it creates the blueprint for us on a go-forward basis. So, you know, it allows us to put our proprietary brands on shelf. It allows us to replicate the infrastructure that we've created. It allows us to couple our retail experience with the retail experience that the brand already has. And it allows us to duplicate that in a strategic fashion as we acquire more and more dispensaries. So it's a great foundation to build from with a great management team, and coupled with what we bring to the table is a unique opportunity.
Your stock price is trading just a tad bit under 4 cents, market cap around 26 million. That being said, why California?
Because California is the largest cannabis consuming geography in the world. It's the fifth largest economy. It's a densely populated region, which allows us to use our capital more wisely. Most importantly, it's a tastemaker market. What happens in California matters to the rest of the United States and oftentimes to the world. It's highly influential in terms of cannabis culture, just given its background and its roots in cannabis. In particular, in the retail space, it's a highly fragmented market. There's no dominant player or dominant brand in the space, which really allows us to be that dominant player. And I think we can get there fairly quickly.
Margaret, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
We are undervalued relative to our peers, so it creates a great buying opportunity. Our strategy is to get our story out there, so hopefully our stock price will improve as more and more people learn about us.
My guest today has been Gabby Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol GABLF. Margo, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.